fair young maid that at Kemmer West did reside. Myself, I lived up in Donnybrook, it's a one and a pippiny ride. But there was a fly in the ointment now, which very seldom see. For although I loved her terrible well, she was in love with the Portuguese. Now he was a nasty piece of goods, Rosales was his name. He couldn't wait for to get his hands on Conceptive was me dame. So I made a vow by the Grand Canal that I would do him in. For I did not like them Portuguese, in particular I didn't like him. So I followed them up the Grafton Street one evening just for fun, around by the Mercer's Hospital, next door to the Bartley Nuns. I spied them sitting in the corner seat, they were kissing and holding hands. And there he was seducing her with pints of baby shams. So I followed him up to his lodgings in Rathgar thereabouts. And as he walked up the alleyway, sure I battered him inside out. He gave up many an oath and swear till he was dead, I'm sure. Then I lifted up the manhole lid and I dropped him down the sewer. Well, when Namat, she heard of this, she made my life a hell. So all for the sake of peace and quiet, I did her in as well. So now I'm up before the judge to answer for my crime. He said I didn't mind the first one, son, but not the second time. So it's all for the love of a fair young maid and her Portuguese sailor boy. The passionate love of that fair young maid, I've landed in Mountjoy. And if ever I get out again, my life I'll change, you'll see. I'll marry with a mot from Watkinstown who wouldn't look at a Portuguese.